Congressmen and Congresswomen, I've come to address something that concerns our energy supply throughout the United States. Our amount of fossil fuels being used to power our buildings and houses is polluting our earth internationally. And I have come to talk about a proposed energy plan about solar photovoltaic energy, one of the cleanest ways to power our earth.
Doctor, what are the reasons for this choice? Are there special requirements for this energy?
Yes, there are special requirements, such as land use in big areas or on top of buildings or on the roof of a house if the person agrees to have solar panels put on their roof.
How is this energy produced?
As the sun's rays are produced, they hit the solar panels. The photons of light knock into the electrons and put them into a higher state of energy, creating electricity to power buildings and homes.
Well, that seems great. Tell me more about this. Are they developing well in other countries? Do the United States have any projects?
We have many, but not as many as Spain does. They have many solar photovoltaic projects. The amount of land Spain uses is tremendous amounts of acreage to produce much energy for the country.
What are the solar panels used for?
Well, to collect energy from the sun and to be converted into electricity. It's very popular in the Southwest because it doesn't destroy the natural beauty of that region.
What are the costs?
For a residential house, it costs about $8,000 to $12,000 for each house. It has low costs in the environment, too. It doesn't do any harm to the environment, which is good for the EPA and the environmentalists.
We will choose to use the solar photovoltaic energy due to its very low cost and it doesn't do any harm to the environment. We are very pleased with your presentation. We will pass the bill on to the president to have him sign it. Thank you.
No, thank you for listening to my presentation.